Live around the country, you got the Jimmy Nash Show. Thanks for being a part of it, guys. And Jim, we were just talking about it. New thing we're starting called Under the Covers. Still working with the opener of this as well.
Yeah,
it's going to be brilliant when we figure it out.
We'll figure it out.
Eventually, we'll talk to our people. But now it is our pleasure to introduce our first person to perform live on the show for Under the Covers. Get this, she's a New Zealand-born, London-based artist. Although talking to her, she sounds a bit Aussie. So we might
figure
that out.
I think she's put a fake accent on for us, I'll be honest.
Her single, Nothing to Regret, went certified platinum in New Zealand and double platinum in Australia. And has over, get this, 80 million streams. Her new single, Teenage Renegade, is out now. Please welcome the one, the only, Robinson, look, I've been told specifically that we can't do the big chat until after the cover.
Right.
So, Jimmy, let me ask one question. How are you?
I am so good.
Amazing.
I feel wholesome.
Wholesome, Jim.
Yeah.
Can I ask any more?
No. We're going to get the cover out of the way. I will ask that. What is the cover that we're going to hear?
I was going to say guess. Cause I don't know why. I wanted you to guess, but I'm not going to make a guess. It's Running Up That Hill by Kate Bush.
Good choice.
Stranger Things famous. Do you watch Stranger Things?
I do.
Okay.
But I'm an OG Kate Bush fan.
Okay, this is
so
good.
So now I feel less cool saying, I'm one of the kids, but I do.
No.
Kate, I love you.
If she's listening, and we have her on the... No.
Oh, my God.
We actually... I'm not even kidding. We spoke about this, having her on the line, and we said to producer Grace, we were like, could we get Kate Bush on the line? And then Grace said, she would love that, but there is no way we can get Kate Bush on the line.
And we're like...
No,
and to be fair, we asked that...
She goes into hiding.
Yeah, and we asked that 5 minutes ago. So, yeah.
It's like, what do you mean we can't get it? This is
She
ridiculous.
Could be the first one to do the Under the Covers.
Oh, yeah.
Version.
No, well that's... if this goes well, then we'll do it again with Kate Bush.
Yeah.
And we'll bring Robinson in as well.
Great.
All right. What we'll do is we will let you go and set up and we can hear our very first Under the Covers. We've got Robinson doing Running Up That Hill. It is all over to you, Robinson.
Doesn't hurt me, no. You want to feel how it feels. You wanna know that it doesn't hurt me. Do you wanna hear about the deal we're making? Oh, it's you. It's you and me. And if only could make a deal with God, I'd get him to swap our places. Be running up that road, be running up that hill. Thunder in our hearts. Is there so much hate for the ones we love? Tell me we both matter, don't we, angel? Yeah, it's you. It's you and me. He won't be unhappy. And if only could make a deal with God, I'd get him to swap our places. Be running up. Only could.
Wow. I tell you, I closed my eyes, Robinson, and for a minute, mm-hmm. I thought Kate Bush was here.
Her essence was definitely here.
Absolutely. And then I opened my eyes and I looked at Jimmy first. I was like, no, she's definitely not here.
Is it Kate? No, it's Jimmy.
No, it's just Jimmy.
Not just Jimmy. It's Jimmy.
Jimmy.
Like,
yeah,
it's a whole essence of, it's beautiful on its own, you know?
Thank you.
Yeah. Oh, sweet. Yeah. She's like a hot girl.
I love this. I am a hot girl.
You're too nice. You've thrown me. I have no idea what I want to ask now. I was going to say, we were chatting about it before because, I mean, that song really blew up with being on Netflix. You've been a fan of Kate Bush for a long time.
I have. I think that there's a real magic to her because I feel like she's so herself in her music and it's like really authentic. I think that's why it connects.
Do you think it's cool? I was chatting with my girlfriend with this. We're talking about, you know, you go on like streaming and your new song Teenage Renegade is on so many different like playlists. But if you go to playlists now, there's just so much older music there as well. And I think that's because of TikTok and stuff like that. I mean, as an artist, do you love that? That like now it's transcending generations?
100%. I think that a lot of my favorite songs are, you know, like I think that if I had another life, I was definitely a teenager in the 80s. Like the essence of the music I love is like Tears for Fears. Everybody Wants to Rule the World. That is like, that speaks to my heart.
Absolutely.
And I think that great music does transcend decades, you know, like a really good song will last and it will have longevity. So I think it's really cool that TikTok has brought that back.
Do you ever, I mean, do you just write a song as a song? Do you ever write that? Do you ever write a song with that in mind that you're trying to make something that is lasting or are you just putting it out there?
I think that the more you try for something or to like, you know, some people might be like, I have to get a TikTok song that's viral.
Yeah.
And I think sometimes maybe that does work for some people. But for me, I like to just be really authentic to what I'm feeling and the sounds that I like. And I think whether that has longevity or not isn't really up to me. But if you're in the studio and you're just loving the creating process, what it does isn't up to me. But you believe in it and you hope for the best, but I think sometimes trying for that can kind of pull you away from authenticity.
Absolutely. Well, I mean, speaking of authenticity, I authentically felt like a loser the moment you walked in, because here's the thing, you look and you are so cool.
Oh, please.
You have this, me and producer Grace were chatting to you for ages, Anna, about her outfit, Jim. What she's wearing right now is so, so cool.
It's like, wave.
See, I'm not even cool enough to describe it. There's so many patterns and so many different colours on there. I mean, look, if I was
it
to describe
it,
it's like,
80s pop.
It is, it is.
And Bowie came and said, hey.
Yo, Robinson, wear this.
Yeah.
Also, can I see the shoes properly as well? Because, oh, wow. Look at that.
This better make the video.
Are we filming that?
Yeah, they better make the video otherwise.
Because, I mean, the shoes, they're like these white. Again, I don't have the fashion lingo to be able to describe it.
Stomper clompers. They're walking bricks.
How long have you been in them for? And have you been walking? Are they comfortable for you now? Or are you putting them on because these look cool, but they're not comfortable?
I think
comfortable.
The majority of people that wear heels will tell you that deathly painful. But for some reason, these ones are like, I think they're a cohesive heel rather than having your stiletto.
Okay, good.
But the straps are cutting in a little bit at this time of day.
Well, we also have a very open, if you want to take your shoes off in the studio, that is so fine.
I do have a famous foot.
Famous foot? What do you mean?
My foot shadow made the replicated face of Donald Trump. And it went viral on TikTok.
What?
I know.
So the shadow of your foot looks like Donald Trump.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. I'm just looking at it now. It is so good.
Oh, oh, producer Grace has found it. Okay.
Producer Grace has just shown it. This is so good.
What the? So your foot is up against a wall. The shadow that it's made against the wall is the perfect outline of Donald Trump's face. We do have to chat to your manager, Jeff, because, you know, people pay a lot of money for feet pics and she's just out there giving it away for free.
Well, I'm already
celebrity websites.
Literally.
It's a business decision.
Well, I'm already thinking.
Yeah, we've got to start selling the feet pics.
We're getting calls
for free on TikTok.
We're getting calls from Havaianas, Adidas, Brooks,
Nike.
Athlete's Foot. Want to do a special Robinson shoe.
Oh my God, what have I done?
Have you ever, actually, just quickly on that, do you merch? Do you have merch? I just feel like you'd be someone who'd make your own merch.
Yes. I'm on my way to merch. So
I love this.
My best friend is an incredible fashion designer. Her name's Pierre May, and she, like, I think she, yeah, we're gonna collab.
I love that.
She'll do my merch.
First piece of merch is that, like, those foot toe shoes. You know,
Jesus,
those ones where you can
see. You, it would not be me. You won't see me in those things. The spread toe, absolutely
spread
not.
Toe. The spread toe.
The fact that I even said that disgusts me.
She knows the name.
But, we're gonna play the song Teenage Renegade shortly. I do want to ask you, you know, just about other sort of musicians and stuff. You did that lovely cover of Kate Bush earlier. But I saw on your Twitter, you retweeted someone who said, I think that Harry Styles would love this song. Is there, I think you would. Is there an artist out there, like, do you want to manifest something right now on the radio? Is there an artist out there that you'd love to potentially collaborate or hang out with, or you'd love to know if they listen to your music?
That's a big question, you know. I feel like I could see, you know, Harry Styles. But I'm also a massive Stevie Nicks fan, so I feel like if I could just be around Stevie Nicks, that would be great.
Somewhere Stevie is currently jamming out to this.
Yeah, I hear that.
Headphones in. Yeah. I can see that in the house.
Who is this little Kiwi girl?
She is. She's looking around, looking at her people going, we should make a TikTok. It would go viral. We'll come up with a dance for this.
Literally. I'm surprised Donald Trump didn't make my face his foot. Maybe that happened simultaneously at the same time.
Actually.
Like an alignment in the universe. Yeah.
I have so many questions.
Well, you're not going to believe.
Trust me, the Donald Trump feet, not in it.
Look, Robinson, a massive round of applause. Thank you so much for coming in. We are going to get on the new track. Go and download it, guys. Go and listen to it. It is called Teenage Renegade. Brand new single from Robinson. Plays for you right now. Live across the country, you got Jimmy Nate.
That's it. But don't worry, you can follow Jimmy and Nate on the socials at Jimmy and Nate and catch the show weekdays from 9 p.m. across the Hit Network and on the Listener app. Or if you see them, just give them a little kiss.